Good afternoon, class. This is Swanny Fernandez. I would like to share with you all that as I did the reading and participated in this class, I felt so touched. It is right that sometimes we don't give ourselves permission to feel, and as a result of that action, our feelings get in the middle of our decisions. This reading made me reflect on the things that I do right or wrong every day, and it was a lesson of how to deal with my feelings and not to hurt the ones around me. As I did the reading, I thought about every single time that I didn't allow myself to feel. And an example is my childhood. Back then, when I was a kid, I used to isolate myself and I felt depressed most of the time because my father just left the country when I was 7. My mother, of course, did her best. She listened to my problems and she supported me, but I locked myself down and I didn't allow me to process my feelings. As a result, I grew up with anger and resentment, and many times my only emotion was sadness. But I understood that processing what I feel and learning how to deal with it is the best way to use my emotions and obtain a positive outcome from a situation like that. I learned that I have to honestly talk to myself and tell myself how I feel and what it's causing these feelings in order to get to the root of them and transform them into something good. Some feelings that came up to me while I was reading are hope, surprise, motivation, and I felt touched by the topic that we addressed, that we discussed, because I saw myself in the shoes of the writer in this case. This chapter was very educative and productive, and it made me reflect on the things that I need to change to be an effective social worker, first of all, and second, to be the role model that I want for my future kids, for my little brothers, for my parents. I think it's important for everyone to accept that we need to learn how to affront our feelings and how to listen to them, because the results will change our lives as individuals, parents, and members of the society. My attitudes and beliefs were somehow affected as well, because I grew up with the concept that we need to be strong to be happy, and we have to raise our head so nobody can see you cry. I consider right now that this concept is not right at all. I honestly think that such a concept forces to lack the skills to transform our negative feelings into productive ones. If we keep hiding what we feel, and if we keep feeling ashamed of what we feel, we will never actually deal with what we're really feeling, and we will never give a voice to our emotions. I think that this lesson will be useful to educate future generations, starting with us, and it will be a huge step to give a voice to our feelings and to be mastering the required skills that we need in order to deal with our emotions. I think that this lesson actually allowed me to realize how I was living and how I was reacting. And I realized that most of the time it wasn't the right way, because I try to hide and I try to pretend that I didn't feel bad when I did. And I also try to pretend that I wasn't happy when I really was, because I didn't want to let people to see the inside of me so nothing could affect me. And after reading this chapter, I'm realizing that that is not how it is supposed to be. We need to let ourselves be free, and we need to be honest with ourselves in order to be honest and in order to be better for the ones around us. I think there are too many things that I would like to modify, but the main thing that I would like to do is to give a voice to my feelings and my emotions. I would like to wake up every day and be able to tell myself I'm feeling this way and I'm feeling that way, instead of saying to myself I'm okay when I'm not. I would like to allow myself to express my emotions and not to feel ashamed of it. If my parents come to me and they ask me, hey, how are you doing? I think I should make up the space and make up the time to sit down with them and let them know, look, this is what's happening, this is what I'm going through, without feeling ashamed. And it's also a way to educate my parents about what I am really feeling, so they are able to help me. And that way, I'll be able to raise my kids and come closer to my brothers and actually share with them and discuss with them how they're feeling as well. And I also would like to learn more about the skills that are required to do so. And I will put them in practice personally and professionally. Actually, after reading this chapter, I could say I'm a very prepared person. And I think that from now and go on, I will make up space for my feelings because they are important. And the way that I am feeling has to be heard. So thank you all for taking the time to listen to my podcast. And thank you, Professor, for doing such a great job on this week 2 assignment, because I really enjoyed it. And I'm a better person now. Thanks.